We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Tafshin Mem Vav, Adam Yudchet, 18, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions at Kav.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Tafshin Mem Vav, Adam 18, the words of the Ari. This is the meaning of the staff of Aaron blossomed to the house of Levi, because Aaron is Chesed, Ab, and Levi is Gvurot Riu, 216. And both of them are Perach, which are 288 sparks, and from the connection of both of them, the souls were made, as known, because all the souls come clothed a little bit from that Ruach, that the Shadi Begavei, which is Riu. Again. And this is the meaning of the staff of Aaron, Parach Levet Levi, because Aaron is Chesed Ab, and Levi is Gvurot Riu, 216. And both of them are Perach, which are Rapach, 288 Nitzotzim, sparks. And from the connection of both of them, the souls were made as known, because all the souls come out close a little bit from that Rucha, the Shadi Begavei, the Riu. Adam Yutet, 19. And understand what is the meaning of the clothing of the soul which was made from Rucha de Shadi Begava, and it also from Chesed in the meaning of Eloka, only it comes from the Riu. Therefore, perhaps Eloka is Membet, 42, which is also Gvura. Again, Adam 19, and understand what is the matter of the clothing of the soul, which was made from the Rucha, the Shadi Begava, and it also from Chesed in the meaning of Eloka, only it comes from Riu. Therefore, perhaps Eloka is Membet, 42, which is also Gvura. Adam Yutet, 19, Inner Light. Rucha de Shadi Begava is also from Chesed in the meaning of Eloka, only it is from Riu. You already know that in the Bi'akad Ma'a, meaning when Zeranpin imparts Mochin of Gadlut upon the Nukva, he then gives her a kli which raises man. Also the Bechina of Rucha Kadma'a is called Rucha de Shadi Baba'ala. Bina and Zon of the Kelim, which rise from Bia and connect to the Nukva, are called a kli which raises man, which is the Bechinot of Achoraim of the name Bon in Gimatria Riu, 216. And the Bechinot of the lights inside Bina and Zon, which clothe that Kli, are Sag, Ma, and Bon from the perspective of Havaya de Ab in Gimatria Riu, 216. And those three times Ab, three times 72, are the Bechinot of Rucha de Shadi Begava. Therefore, from the one hand, they are considered Chesed, since they come from the expansion of Mochin from the illumination of Ab. And on the other hand, they are considered Gvurot, since they are only lights of Bina and Zon, which are the Achuraim and Gvura. Because therefore, they are called Riu, which is Gvura in Gimatria, as known. And this is what he says, that the clothing of the soul, which comes from the Rucha de Shadi Baba'ala, is from Chesed in the meaning of Eloka. And it is from Gvura because it is from Riu, because the lights are the expansion of Mochin de Gadlut, which are Chasadim and Zcharim, males. However, since they relate and spread in the Kelim de Achoraim, Bina and Zon, therefore they are considered Gvurot, only the Bechinot of Gvurot of Chasadim.
Mm-hmm. Two kinds of lights we can see here. There's a light who shakes up the vessel, and the light that corrects the vessel, that raises the achap. And there's a light that fulfills the vessels. This is what he said till now. Let's go on. In a moment, we'll have a better explanation.
Item half, item 20, the words of the Ari.
You'll see something new here. Yeah.
And from these Abriu, Mochin of Zeranpin were made of. It turns out that the Avira Dachya and Esha Dachya connected, which is mentioned in Yesod Ima.
The vessels and the lights come together and gather for to the Paltuf Zeranpin.
And Galgalta the Zeranpin was corrected from them, as mentioned in the Idra, and from the power of these two, that of Zeranpin was made from. You already know that Zeranpin was made from Yesod Abba and from Yesod Ima. And this is
Chasadim and Gvurot, Chochman and Bina. When they connect together, becomes the middle line, which is that. Yeah.
And this is what we have said and understand. And since this Avir, after Abba gave to Ima, it is called hers. And this is what we're saying.
Why hers? Because he receives through the Ima. Where's the Abba? Abba was in the first Zivug, then Ima and Ibul, and she gives birth to Zeranpin. Abba is an upper degree than her. Even though they are connected, Abba is more distant than Zeranpin. That's why she brings it to Zeranpin.
And this is what we're saying, that Nehi de Ima are mochin de Zeranpin. And we don't take Abba into consideration, because also the Avira that came out from him is already regarded that it comes from Ima herself.
Because it comes in the clothing of Ima.
Again, item half, 20. And from these Abriu, Mochin de Zeranpin were made of. It turns out that the Avira Dachya and Esha Dachya connected, which is mentioned in Yesod Ima. And Galgalta, the Zeranpin, was corrected from them, as mentioned in the Idra. And from the power of these two, that the Zeranpin were made of. And you already know that Zeranpin was made from Yesod Abba and from Yesod Ima. And this is what we have said and understand. And since this Avira, after Abba gave it to Ima, it is called hers. And this is what we're saying, that Nehi de Ima are mochin de Zeranpin, and we do not count or take Abba into consideration, because also the Avir that came out from him is regarded to be from Ima herself. Adam Chaf, Inner Light. The Abriu were made the mochin of Zeranpin. Like it was explained above about the mochin de Nukva, it is the same with Zeranpin. By rising in the incorporation of the Zivug and Abba V'ima perform a Zivug, which are Absag, in the Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face. And then the illumination of Ab brings down the lower head from the Enaim de Ima, where Zeranpin was included. And then Zeranpin attains its Achoraim, which are the Kelim de Bina and Zon, with their lights, of the three times Ab, which are in Gematria Riu, 216. And also the Mochin of his Gadlut, which are Ab Tchurim, the male Ab. And then it is completed and goes down to its place. Therefore, also Mochin de Zeranpin are the Bechinot Ab Rio, which are imparted upon him from Abba Ve'ima. Avira Dachya and Esha Dachya. And from the power of these two, that is the Zeranpin was made of. Meaning, the Bechinot of the Kli and Rucha, which raises man, is the meaning of Avira Dachya, and it includes five Chasadim, meaning the illumination of Ab, which is main Tchurin, and the Bechina of Man De'ima, which is the meaning of five Gvurot, is called Esha Dachya. And both of them are the meaning of Abriu, from which the Mochin of Zeranpin were made of, as written. meaning when it rises to man for the incorporation of the zivug of Abba v'Ima to obtain there the mochin of his gadlut, and then he receives from the light of the zivug of Absag, which brings down the lower hay from his enaim, and his achap return to the degree. Then nehi the kelim and gar of the lights are completed for him, and this zivug is considered to be in the kelim of Abba v'Ima. Therefore, those Nehim which rose to for the completion of the degree in 10 Sefirot of Gadlut, the Zeranpin, they connected in the Kelim of Abba V'Ima, for the Zivug was made in Nehi de Abba V'Ima, only from the externality, which is the degree of Zeranpin. Therefore, those new Nehi which were added in the power of the Zivug of Abba V'Ima are regarded that the Kelim are of Abba V'Ima themselves.
They don't belong to Zeranpin yet. He wasn't born yet.
However, the degree of the light is the degree of Zeranpin, for the Zivug was made on the man of Zeranpin.
And then?
Therefore, after Zeranpin was born, he takes with him the Nehi of Abba V'Ima, since the degree of the light in them is not from the degree of Abba V'Ima, rather from the degree of Zeranpin.
That means he didn't receive the light from the Achap of Ima, but whatever comes to his Bechina.
And they clothe in the Bechina of the Pnimiut, internality of Zeranpin, as clothings of Mochin.
That means?
And this is what he says, from the power of these two that the Zeranpin were made of, meaning from the Bechinot of Yesodot of Abba V'Ima.
That's the place of their zivug.
It became a clothing for that the Zeranpin, and in them high avir adachya and esh adachya. And from the bechina of netzach and hod of Abba V'Ima, where the gar is, meaning ab tchurin, the male ab, they are the bechinat of chub the Zeranpin, and netzach and hod are clothing for these chub, because netzach and hod are bechinot gar.
That means Netzach and Yesod of Ima are Gar according to Zeranpin.
And Yesod is the Bechina of Zeranpin as known.
That's where he receives from the Yesod of Abba and Ima.
And therefore, the Bechina of Esh Adachya and Avir Adachya clothe in Yesod, since they are from the Bechina of Riu, and the Bechina of Ab Tchurin, the male Ab, which are the Bechina of Gar, Chub, Chochma, and Bina, they clothe in Netzach and Hod.
This means we study this in a simpler way, and everything was understood, that now we're starting to talk about Chasadim, Gvurot, lights, vessels from the Abba, from the Ima, the way they clothe, what belongs to Abba and Ima themselves, and what belongs to Zeranpin that receives from them. And we get a bit confused because language here is less friendly, we can say. It's not the language of Sfirot and Barzufim, it's a bit more Gimatria, and all kinds of names that we've never used before. It makes it hard for us, I can see. But what is he trying to say? That until Netzach and Hod, the light expands in the upper one, and when they connect together in the Yesod, it already goes down to the lower degree. Yes.
Perhaps you can explain what chasadim and gvurot are and how they build the lower one, only the principle of how it works.
We can go to the dictionary. Oh, so not everywhere it's the same exact explanation. This is once from the vessels, once from the light. Chesed, chasadim, mercy, or gvurot. It can be from the lights or from the vessels. Gvuot, dinim. The judgments, it can be from the when more aviut is discovered. And chasadim, mercy, is it the light of chasadim, or is it a result of a correction? There's a lot of explanations in this. Every question you have, it's it's good to turn to the dictionary of the terms. What? Yeah, who's there on the end? Who wants to say something? I saw a hand raised up. Yeah.
We see that there is a process where the Alpin raises man and Abba Ve'ima raises man and Abba Ve'ima connect and something new is born.
Right.
Now, that is the Anpin, is it the fetus, the Ubar, actually?
What is that the Zerampin?
That is the Anpin which he writes about here. Is it the Ubar, the fetus, the embryo?
Oh, yeah, that is the place of the Zivug. Now, from the upper one, when the lower one starts receiving it, well, that's the question. How does the lower one receive from the upper one and receives it and processes it into its own body, its own vessels? This is what we're talking about. Altogether, how do the qualities of the upper potsuf, which is already part of the system, how do they pass on to the lower potsuf and become his own new qualities? Let's say I'm in an environment. Listen. The environment is an environment. I don't know what's happening with it. I receive something from it. Knowledge, inspirations, excitements, positive or negative, everything. How do they turn to be parts of my reality? That according to that, my character is built, my personality, not my flesh. We're not talking about that. Even though also something in the flesh happens, how is that I eat a vegetable or meat or drink or water or what? Yeah, or wine, it turns into my organs. That's in a lower degree, but in a higher degree, in a more spiritual degree, how is that I hear all kinds of things, receive all kinds of influences, learn things from the environment, from nature, and they influence me with my desire, without it? How does it turn into my spiritual flesh? That it turns into my system. A system. If it's from my own knowledge that is passing on to my knowledge, so I'm connecting in some tube from you to me and it spills over. And just like that. Some like infusion. But if, how can it be that something's coming from you and being clothed in me, and it turns into part of my spiritual structure? So a structure is like the flesh. It's as though, let's say, in the past, they used to catch a person, cut him up, I eat his heart, so my heart gets stronger. That one takes his brain and eats it, so he becomes smarter. Right? Is that like that or not? You don't know. He talks about it, is it so or not? How does it turn into from vessels to lights and from lights to vessels from a strange, from an outer partzuf? How does it pass on? How are we in that web of connections? What parts do pass between us and what happens in between? You know, it's I can't really express it yet. Today, most I'm having some kind of hardness in expression. Yeah, Mutlu.
To build a personality in the group, it's the same thing as revealing it, discovering it?
Revealing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why revealing.
Because we discover our own nature, our own character.
I reveal not my personality, not my character, but my outer inclination to fulfill the vessels of my friend in order to nullify his ego. When do I feel that I did some influence to him? Let's say on you. I'm influencing on you. When do I see that I really did an influence? When you disconnect from your ego. You have no ego. Disappeared. That's what I did to you. I hypnotized you. I neutralized you completely from this life. You don't even want anything anymore. I did that.
So what should I do?
You do the opposite now. You don't want anything from this life? Now you can work in spirituality. That's it. He relaxed. He got calm. You understand how much you depend on me? Only like that you can disconnect from the ego, one to another. One man will help his friend. There is no chance that somebody can do something on his own.
No.
Yeah.
So this is my problem. Even if I want to bestow upon others, there's a time where a person can't really move himself. And he can't even lift a finger.
Right.
Inside of him, he wants to do something, but he can't move. And also, there's a time where he doesn't receive the influence from the group.
Yeah.
So even the environment doesn't influence him. So in such a situation, he's dead.
That's fine. That's a great feeling. I mean, it's truth. It's really one of the spiritual states.
But this is the problem.
Why problem? Here, you see, I'm still alive.
Because he can't come out of himself. He can't get rid of he's disappointed, he's sad. So all that is closing on a person. He has discernment, but on the other hand, he's blocked.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
A dead person, there's nothing to do. You got to call the burial people and bury him. So he will feel that he's buried. Yeah, you know, you read something to him, you do everything all the way, till he feels that that's it. He's ready for the resurrection. If he's in a good environment, so he feels that they really, that he's ready to be buried and rotten. Except for his last bone. And then he'll be able to be resurrected. Again, environment. Just environment. Him, himself, can't do it. But to get to that discernment, that can really help. Yes.
I don't know if you want to answer that, but a question from Washington. Rav, Sasha from Washington. Rav, what can we do in order to allow you to express yourself?
It's coming slowly. We understand that we'll advance some more and we'll find the words.
Maxim from Kiev is asking, can you please explain in a simpler way this mechanism of mutual work, Avira Dachya and Esh Dachya, how five chasadim and five gvorot are included in that during the rising of man?
Yeah, who's asking that?
Maxim from Kiev.
In order to raise man, we're speaking here about completing the vessels, meaning new achoraim. Where is he writing about this? Let me see. We need some beginning here.
Tafshin Mem Zayin, second column below, inner light.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, meaning, do we have time? Yeah. Avira Dachya and Esha Dachya, and from the force of these two was the Da'at of the Anpin, meaning that Pchinat Kli and Rucha that raises man is the secret of Avira Dachya, the Kli that raises man, and he includes Hei Chasadim, meaning the illumination of Ab, and he is main Tchurin. One. And Pchinat Man of Ima, which is five Gvurot, they're called Esha Dachya. And they both, also from Abba and also from Iba, Avir Adachya and Esha Dachya, are the secret of Abriyu, the vessel on the light. Riyu is the Kli, we know it's the Achap, it's three times Ab. And Ab is the light that joins it. And together, Abriyu is Ubar of fetus, Ibu. And from them, the Mochin of Zeranpin. And let's keep going. So when the time has come for the man, for integrating the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, to attain the Mochin of his Gadlut, that is called Da'at, then receives the light from the Zivug of Ab Sag, and by that, he drops Heitata from his Enayim. Instead of small, he became big. And now is the Chaper equal to the degree. And then they are complete, his Ne'ig is completed of the vessels and the Gal of the lights. That's understood, right? When you add a Chap, you have a completion of Ne'i, and then it's a whole Neran Chai. Ten Sfirot. And here, that Zivug is counted as the vessels of Abba Ve'ima. It's the first Zivug. And then, the same Ne'i that raised to complete the degree of Esel Sfirot of Gadlut de Zeranpin, they have connected in the vessels of Abba and Ima, that the Zivug was done in Abba Ve'ima. It depends on what Aviyut. Aviyut Aleph, Bet. That's the difference. But from externality, which is the level, the degree of Zeranpin, of Aviyut Aleph, and then those new Nehi that have gathered by the force of the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, that the vessels are Abba Ve'ima themselves. But the degree of light, which is the degree of Zeranpin, that the Zivug was made on the man of Zeranpin, and then after Zeranpin was born, he takes the Nehi of Abba Ve'ima with him, in according to what Zeranpin can receive from them, as much as he needs. There's what the upper one does and what the lower one can receive from it. Meaning, the degree of the light that isn't from Abba and Ima, but in the degree of Zeranpin, and they are clothed in the internality of Zeranpin. in Pchinat, the clothing of Mochin. So that's the way that Abba and Ima pass on a new degree to Zeranpin. And that says, from the force of those two, also from Abba and also from Ima, those two forces, was made Dat of Zeranpin, meaning from the Yesodot of Abba Veima, which is the place of the Zivug, from that Zivug was made clothing for Dat Zanpin, but only the clothing, not the Dat itself. And in them, Hayavira Dachya and Esha Dachya, two things. From Abba and from Ima, or from Netzach Vehod of Abba Veima, that in them the Gal, meaning Abtchurin, that's where the full degree is, they are from the Pchinat Chochmah and Bina of Zeranpin and Netzach Vehod, are clothings to Chochmah and Bina. Netzach and Hod, the Abba Ve'ima, are clothings for Chochmah and Bina of Zeranpin. Because Netzach and Hod of Abba Ve'ima are Gar, and the Yesod of Abba Ve'ima is Zeranpin. Meaning, that is where he starts getting Zeranpin, from the Yesod, and not Netzach and Hod. They are still Pchinot Abba Ve'ima. And then, Pchinot Esh Adachya Ve'avir Adachya are clothed in Yesod. What is gets to them from Netzach and Hod, being from Pchinat Riyu, 216, ready for Zeranpin, and Pchinat Abdchurim, which are Gal, Chochma and Bina, they clothe in Netzach Vehod. What is he saying here? That in Torah drops down to Yesod, everything that's in Abba Ve'ima belongs to Abba Ve'ima. Whatever's in the Yesod, there's internality, externality, and the externality of the Yesod belongs to Zeranpin. Yes.
His question was about the incorporation of chasadim and gvurot during the raising of man.
We're not talking about that here.
But at first he says that avir adachya.
In what measure they incorporate? In the measure of Zeranpin.
No, he's asking, how does it happen, this incorporation of chasadim and gvurot, of avir adachya and esh adachya? What goes on there?
They clothe one on the other. They complete one another. It's on all the crimes, love will cover all the crimes. It's two things that they don't mix. They complete. We have to understand in spirituality, there's never nothing changes. Nothing. It just completes the other, and everything stays exactly the way it is. How do I say it? You really collect them, you unite them, you pull strings from this to this and from here to here and reveal them. But the desires, they never change. The pure material remains the way it is. You can do all kinds of connections above it, check if it's right or not. Here's the shattering, here's their dropping, ascending, descending, but always with the same pieces, parts. By the correct connection or the wrong connection, you start understanding what the system is. But those pieces aren't given to change. They're not able to change. What we say here, Gadlut, Malchut, that is about to be born, the souls, and Zeranpin starts becoming big, getting Gadlut and Abba Ve'ima, and they are in Gadlut and Katnut. Everything keeps changing. It's the connections between the parts. Only the connections. And not the parts themselves.
When we fill up each other, take care of fulfilling each other, where is the intention comes in, the intention of everyone?
We can say simply that when you connect a friend, you receive his ideas, his opinions, his mind, his desires. You integrate with him. He supposedly is inside you. And you begin in his part to start receiving an addition, like the firstborn gets twice his part and his friend's part, or in hell or heaven. First he reveals the emptiness, the double places, and then a double fulfillment. That's obvious. That's how it works, the correction. What were you asking again?
I'm asking about starting to care for each other.
So in our mutual caring, we are integrated in those vessels. But in that, you are not ruining your vessels. You are becoming an integration of... You're returning the general vessel of Ein Sof back to its condition. It's revealing in front of you. It's like we say that the Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, you're adding your own addition to the Aleph, and then it becomes Gimel. It's every degree becomes 620 times greater with your, but it's towards you.
So let's say now I'm making sure to satisfy his desires.
Yeah.
So where did the Kavanah clothing fit in this picture?
In unity. Without Kavanah, what unity is there? How can you integrate? Like Rabbah says, if you have two stones, right, that they start, you know, Leva Even, how can you start doing something between them? Only by rubbing them together. If they're strong and they're, what do you call it? They're strong, so you start getting sparks. And those sparks, it's a result of your work and his work. As much as you are willing to enter one into the other by that rubbing to against each other, scraping, and the material won't let you. But those sparks that come out, they are the new vessels. And not the stones themselves. Yes.
So what are these kelim we're working on? For a person, what is he working with when he's working with the friends in order to fulfill their desires? He simply fulfills their desires, what they're missing?
I'm happy that you're starting to get confused. It means that you can understand now a bit more what are spiritual vessels. That it's not your desires, it's the result of them. It's the kavanah, the intention, the connection that is built above your desires, in opposite of your desires.
So that intention, how do we build it? If this is our spiritual kli, the intention that the spiritual kli is built from the relationship between us.
Importance of the goal, only the importance of the goal. If the Creator, the upper force, becomes more important to you because you are hypnotized by the environment, they gave you those values that it is more important, then you start to want to connect to it, to him. What does it mean, wanting to connect to him? To want to acquire the quality of bestow, because he is bestow in love. And then you start working on that above your desire to receive. And then you think of the new vessels that are completely new of what you had before. Before you thought the vessel, here, this is my hands that I like, receive, here, give me. No, now you don't. Now the vessel is the ability to bestow to the deficiency of the others. Meaning, the deficiency that is integrated from the two deficiencies, the two desires, that I'll be so connected to the others that I'll see the lack in them, the desire in them. Right now I'm not connected. I see all these people sitting here. I don't see their desires. I don't feel them. What's the difference? How does a mother feel, let's say, she has 10 babies. Oh, what for this one? What for that one? How can I complete them? We don't have that. And also, what can I complete? Where do I have the ability to give to him and him and him? Also, we don't have that. That means we raise ourselves above to a new level of desires and completions and fulfillments. Those are the new vessels. How are we born? By Abriu. We receive it from above. Also now, this is how we are controlled by above, by the system. The fact that we study, it doesn't matter how much we understand. We don't understand much, and that's good. It's a sign that we are about to attain it. There are people that can copy this picture in their head and start working with it like math. No problem. But they don't have a curiosity about what stands behind this. They get complexed in this mathematical pattern and they stay in it. Those are the Kabbalists, the Jerusalem Kabbalists, what Bala Sulam writes us. But the people that are about to attain these things, they also yearn to the result of the study, and not the study itself. And that's why they can't play around with these words. They can't even remember them. You understand? It's really, you leave these lessons with emptiness. Only in the measure of attainment and work with these actions themselves in some measure. In that measure, you can speak about what's going on. And also speak. It depends how you explain it. Yes.
What does it mean for us to take these two stones and start banging them together till sparks come out?
When we work with our egos, when we want to rise above it, in the connection with the friend, my hearty stone and his, and we are ready to start friction between them and do work between them as long as we have a connection between us. We supposedly want to connect the hearts, and we can, and then they are in friction. And as a result, the sparks, and from the sparks, the new vessels above the hearts. We thought we're going to connect in our hearts, but we can't. The sparks that come out, they are the new vessels, the combined vessels. Next part.
And a song first.
לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר עשה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יזענו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים Lie, 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 lie הזמן, עכשיו הדור.